Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello?
Good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Okay. Are you a registered voter in Ector County, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And generally, do you think the things in Ector County are in the right track, or are things on the wrong track, generally speaking?
I would probably say the right track.
The right track? Okay.
Now, yeah.
All right, ma'am. Okay, now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion?
Our roadway systems.
Which one?
Roadway system. I don't know.
Okay. The management growth, like a sprawl development?
Yes. The sprawl development,
okay.
I would say.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair? Okay. And 5 years from now, do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. All right, ma'am, and how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job, you know, or jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Would that be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community, okay? Please tell me, how would you rate each in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor? First one would be quality of public schools.
Poor.
Poor? Okay, what about a shared vision of effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Fair? Okay, what about public safety and low crime?
Poor?
Poor. Okay, what about availability of quality of health care?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Okay, good.
Good. Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Cool.
Okay. Public transportation.
Yeah.
You say good or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. What about offering job opportunities in your field? Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Okay, fair.
Fair? Okay, what about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I would say fair.
Fair. Okay, what about the availability of culture opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair. Effective leadership from elected officials.
I would say good right now, I guess.
Good. Okay, what about availability of affordable housing?
That's poor.
Poor. And natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now please rate me Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Like retirees, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
I'd say fair.
Fair? Okay. What about families with children?
Four.
People like you?
Yeah, four.
Four? Okay. People living below the poverty line?
Ooh. It's fair, I would say.
Right? Okay. What about immigrants from other countries?
Fair, I guess.
Racial and ethnic minorities.
Ooh, fair.
Young single people.
Fair.
Fair, okay. And recent college graduates who are looking to enter the job market.
That's good. Good.
Good, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. All right, now, over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Stay the same, okay.
Neither.
All right, ma'am, Economic development generates investment, okay, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which, you know, many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision, you know, and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. All right, and how confident are you in the vision, you know, plans and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident, okay. All right, ma'am, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. And how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. All right, and how confident are you about, you know, in the vision, plans, and leadership of community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. I know you could be doing other things, but you decided to help me out. And so thank you very much. Okay, we're almost done. Okay, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County to, you know, in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Give it to her. Not too likely. Give her it back now.
Not too likely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, just a few, the last few questions about you and your house. Okay. What is the highest level education you completed?
Some college associate.
Okay. So some college. All right. Gotcha. Okay. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
18 to 35.
Okay. All right, and do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Anglo, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
Hispanic, it's Latino.
Okay, Hispanic, Latino. All right, ma'am, is anyone in the house or employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, and is your annual household income like $25,000 a year, 25 to 40, 40 to 75, or over $75,000?
25 to 40.
Okay.
Stop it.
25 to 40. All right, ma'am. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
A student.
A student. Okay. All right, ma'am. In terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Okay. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Bye.